800-462-3333. It's Mornings with Dablo on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
Well, look who's back here in house. Tom Schmaltz, Kathy Dickman, good morning, you two.
Good morning.
And you're from Chankabazoo, and gee, I wonder what we're talking about today.
Honk, honk.
It's back again. Just seems like we just talked about it last month, but here we are, Blue Goose Days.
Blue Goose Days is back, and I'm so excited. Ooh, this is going to be a fun one.
Well, let's.
It's always a fun one. What am I thinking?
It's always a fun one. Let's cover a few of the events going on, because you guys kind of spearhead this whole thing, and a lot of it's centered around the zoo, U.S. Fish and Wildlife, too.
This is their baby.
That's kind of their thing.
And then it's spread out. And it's a destination event for everybody up and down the valley. And I get excited about it. You know, zoo attendance, despite weather, we won't even talk the W word, weather. Yeah. But it's been decent on the good days. Mm-hmm. I have to say, kudos to the teachers and the schools that, you know, a lot of them don't have a rain date to come back. It's their last day of school. It's their field trip. They came by the bus loads. In the rain, in the sunshine, and the kids in the rain, very resilient. They'll just be out there stomping in puddles. Teachers were great. Everybody
tells you how much they love the zoo.
And staff, you know, we salvaged their field trip and showed them things inside and outside. When they left the nature center on those rainy days, it looked like we had just poured buckets of water on the floor, and that was just from their rain punch.
I'm sure.
So I just so happy to see them still come, and it was a great, great, great May.
Love it. Yeah. Absolutely love it. So now we're moving to June.
Yep, June.
Blue Goose Day is this weekend.
It is.
Tal's birth. How old is Tal, by the way?
He'll
keep hearing about his
38.
Birthday.
38.
Okay. So he's still kind of in his, you know.
Well, yeah. He's good.
Well, what is the life expectancy
in
on
orangutan? In captivity, we can expect 50 years or so. In the wild.
Oh, he's going to be
in
here
the wild, he'd be probably... Yeah.
As old as Tom?
Yeah.
He would be. He'd probably not with
he'd
us.
He'd be as beat up as me in a while.
Well, I tell you what. Talk about the face of the zoo. He's definitely one of the mainstays.
Absolutely
down there,
is. So. His birthday party is on Sunday, but before that.
Tal's,
you know,
not mine. Tal's.
Tom's got one coming up
June,
too.
Okay.
So.
How old do we want to? Let's talk about it later.
You mean Tom in human life?
Yeah,
human years.
Life.
I don't know.
So. And then in Schmaltz years, how many? You know, so what's happening Saturday?
Saturday is the parade. Mm-hmm. We have to start with the parade because the parade starts at Farm City Supply. Just come and line up. We have Curtis there again. He's going to be our parade coordinator. Thank goodness. So the two police chiefs, for both cities, wonderful to work with. Thank
well,
you, gentlemen.
I got my traffic report from the city this morning. So
about
closing everything down during the parade. So
yeah,
there you go.
They're so great. Yeah. They're just wonderful. And happily, they're like, they just happily do it for us. At least to my face, they're happily doing it. No, they're great chiefs to work with in both accounts. They've just been so kind about this every year. And if Tom passes by arm's length of a police officer in Breckenridge or Wapton running the parade route, he'll hand off some candy.
Well, I always make sure they get candy.
Yeah.
They have to get something for doing all this and putting up Kathy calling them saying, can we do this? Can we do that? So I'm trying to keep them on our good side.
You handing up blow pops to our local law enforcement. I mean, that's a nice picture.
Oh, yeah. You know, chocolate galore for those people. Yeah. They deserve it.
Well, they totally deserve it, yes.
For everything they do, for everything in our community. So that's the parade. And, of course, it ends at... from the family, well, the dollar store.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes.
And so then we're going to, in the park, we have the vendor show and food trucks, and that's 9:30 to 4.
All right.
So a nice big day on that.
Huge.
Zoo, of course, opens at 10 with the Blue Goose conservation stops. And this year we're doing so many fun things. We're doing so many things with
Don't
habitat.
Spoil it. Don't spoil it.
Oh my gosh. No, you must come down.
Okay.
You must see the activities that are being done with the refuges. Tewakin National Wildlife Refuge
right.
has been the coordinator with this, and it's and they've got other refuges involved. You have to come down to see everything that's going to be happening. It's a lot.
Yeah,
it's good. It's fun.
Too much. We don't have enough time.
So, and then we have the chess tournament at St. Mary's this year, and that Dominic's, and that's been catching on like wildfire.
He's jazzed for that. He's excited.
Oh man, yeah, he's very good. Evans Support Global Tournament's been going on for years, and this is wonderful. And this is at the Boardy Sioux, of course, and it starts at 7:30 and goes to 12:30.
All right.
Community garage sales. So if you want to hop on that, everybody, go ahead.
Oh, you know people will. Yeah.
You know what I do? I just set stuff on the curb with a big sign that says, too lazy for a garage sale.
Take it. Just take it.
So, but Saturday, big, full, lots of fun. Then we have the Blue Goose Dance, and that is at the Eagles, and Silverado will be playing, and that begins at 7 and goes to 11. So much chock full on Blue Goose Days, and then Tal's birthday on Sunday. Check out the full poster for all the events, and don't forget about the kinship. And right now, it's scheduled for tonight. Stay tuned, and just in case
we'll
we're in
see.
Downpour.
Yeah.
That is just, it's kind of...
That's scratching the surface.
Yep, and Rebecca is going to let us know and let you know if that changes.
All right.
So because that gets a lot of support, and it needs a lot of support.
Yeah, absolutely.
You got to remember, and Tal's birthday on Sunday, you want to come down right after the zoo opens, because we let the public go inside his exhibit to help decorate it for Tal. And to see the smile on people's faces, kids and adults, when they see Tal come out and trash all of their decorations.
He kind of likes doing that. He comes out, he displays, and he
again, he milks it for everything.
Absolutely. He's a ham.
If he opens his presents and he knows people walk away, so he's like, I'll rip a little bit off here. I'll rip a little bit off there. So it's a lot of fun. And so come a little early. Come before 1 because we'll invite families up starting about 12:30 to come in and decorate. And we need to get you in and out safely. I just got a message from Rebecca from Kinship saying it's on until further notice.
Until further notice.
Changes,
so that's today.
If it changes, they'll know by 3 o'clock. So it's on until further notice.
Okay.
So, and that is tonight. Yes.
All right.
So, yay. Oh, we've got a good one at the zoo. The Amazing Race Stop at the zoo is a thinker.
Yeah, you know, really?
It's a thinker. And they're going to have to put their heads together on these teams. So.
All right.
Yeah.
And there's some artists going to be showing up at the zoo.
There's some artists
on Saturday.
Yes.
On the trail.
You're going to start.
And I've called an audible on this as an honor to your rehab and Raptor program. And Tom will appreciate this.
I'm
finishing up on something down at the zoo on Saturday that Tom Schmaltz, you're going to absolutely be in love with.
And
so if you see me running out the back gate with a painting under my arm, stay out of my way.
It's there's a few people that are going to be, more than a few people are going to be surprised at what you did in honor of our rehab program.
Absolutely. It was something that kind of happened last year by accident. And Tom showed me some and said, look at this. And I went, I need a photo of that so I can paint it. So that's when I'm going to finish up.
So come down and see that,
absolutely.
Everybody.
Absolutely. That'll be on Saturday, too. Looking forward to it. It's going to be a great weekend.
And then you get to visit with the folks, too.
So. Mm-hmm.
It's just it's an honor to have you down there.
Oh, it's a pleasure. My pleasure. Believe me. Tom and Kathy, Morning Zoo. Thank you, folks, for stopping in.
See everybody this weekend.
Absolutely. It's 8:31, Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
Some days I feel so down, I can barely get out of bed. Is this depression?
Mental Health Minnesota is here to help 7 days a week with resources, peer support, online screenings, connections to treatment, and crisis services. It's anonymous, confidential, and free of charge. Whether you're living with a mental health condition, are concerned about someone you love, or could use some support, Mental Health Minnesota is here for you. MentalHealthMN.org. Sponsored by Mental Health Minnesota, the Minnesota Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Got a mostly cloudy sky, 60 degrees. It's Thursday, May 30th, the Twin Town Villa News Desk. I'm Bill Dablo. It's 8:30. Good morning. Moorhead's Yemcom Center is looking at ways to protect the site as there are a growing number of security problems inside and outside the center. City Council unanimously approved a grant request for security cameras and software on Tuesday night. Morehead Parks and Recreation Director Holly Heikamp said in the last year, there's been a growing number of troubling incidents, including theft of museum property, people hiding in the building, defacing the stave church, along with altercations with individuals that are aggressive, angry, and in an altered state of mind. Last Friday, windows were smashed out of two employees' cars. City and Clay County Historical and Cultural Society grant being applied for is funded by Minnesota's Legacy Amendment. The grant request totals $63,579, with a $20,000 match from the city of Morehead for a total of $83,579. Yemcalm Center is owned and operated by the Morehead Parks and Recreation Department. 2-year-old girl is dead after a suspected overdose at a homeless shelter near downtown Minneapolis Tuesday evening. Police were called to Higher Ground in the 100 block of Greenwood Avenue around 5:30 p.m. on a report of an unresponsive 2-year-old girl who was not breathing. Officers found suspected drugs near the girl and attempted life-saving measures, including the opioid overdose reversal drug known as Narcan. Girl was taken to Hennepin County Medical Center, where she died of suspected fentanyl overdose. That's according to Minneapolis Police Chief Brian O'Hara. KBMW News brought to you this hour by Red River Communications, who remind you to go faster with fiber.
Life moves fast. Is your internet keeping up? Switch to Red River Communications fiber fast broadband internet and make buffering and glitching a thing of the past. For over 70 years, Red River Communications has provided the Red River Valley industry-leading technology, all backed by a team of local experts. To upgrade your internet, visit redrivercom.com or give us a call at 701-553-8309. Red River Communications. Go faster with fiber.
Brake problems are being blamed for a 5-vehicle crash that backed up traffic on westbound Interstate 94 and both directions of 25th Street South in Fargo on Wednesday. Highway Patrol says a crash happened at the top of the exit ramp from the interstate to 25th Street South. According to the Highway Patrol, 3 vehicles were stopped in the right turn lane. 1 vehicle was stopped in the middle lane. A 5th vehicle, an SUV driven by Jesse Hopper, approached the stoplight but did not slow down.